Welcome to the GodShow.us Daily. Tonight's undercard was supposed to be a warm-up, a playlist, three songs. Nobody bought tickets for this one, folks. But the doors are open, the lights are up, and 15 wisdom traditions just climbed through the ropes to answer one human being's question. One question. 15 traditions. This is the fight of the night.
The GodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question: does playing the same three songs on repeat for a decade mean you stopped growing? Or that you finally found something worth keeping? The word doing all the work here is growing. We borrowed it from biology, from careers, from self-help. It always means motion, accumulation, new territory. But growing toward what exactly? And who decided stillness was its opposite? Same question. Three songs, 10 years, arrested or arrived. Vedantic philosophy walks in and does something quietly devastating. It pulls the floor out. It says, you've assumed there's a person holding those songs, someone who either grew or didn't, someone with 10 years of mornings and that one playlist. But Vedanta asks, who is keeping what? The self that heard the first note a decade ago hasn't aged an instant. The listener, the decade, the verdict about the decade, and all of it is furniture in a dream, which is uncomfortable if you came here for a verdict.
Stoicism would like to interrupt. It is not interested in the furniture problem. It says growth is not measured in new inputs. It's measured in whether your actions toward your family, your work, your word have sharpened or softened. The songs are externals, completely outside your will. What's inside your will is what you said when it cost you something. Marcus Aurelius wrote it plainly, confine yourself to the present. So, have you been present or have you just been comfortable?
Judaism will not let that land clean. Rabbi Akiva read the same Torah portion his whole life and found it new each morning. Not because he was stuck, but because the text kept arguing back. So Judaism's test isn't whether you've played the songs, it's whether the songs still have the nerve to accuse you of something. Do they catch you differently now than they did at 20? Or have you domesticated them into wallpaper? Accusation versus comfort. That's the ledger Judaism wants you to check.
Sufism thinks both of you are being too analytical about fermentation. Its move is to say, you found the wine that fermented you. Not every bottle gets opened once and shelved. Some are meant to be drunk slowly, across 10 years, across changing light. The reed doesn't apologize for its one cry. That cry is the growing. The wound deepens, not by widening, but by becoming more exactly itself. It's a gorgeous frame. It also conveniently never asks what you stopped reaching for while the wine was pouring.
The pop culture oracle went full Oprah on this one. Like Oprah's You Get a Car moment. The one where she throws open the curtain and the whole audience loses their minds. Except the oracle is pointing it at your playlist and saying, you get the decade of knowing exactly which chorus catches you mid-chest, kept. Now that's a fun image and it does capture something real. But the oracle misses what Judaism and Stoicism are actually pressing on. Kept by whom? For what? At what cost to the rest of the life around it? Oprah gave away cars. She didn't grade the drivers. If you're the person who sent this question, the one who felt a little embarrassed even typing it, cynicism has the sharpest note. The doubt doesn't smell like the songs. It smells like other people's voices you've been wearing as your own. You already know what you're holding. Come back tomorrow.
Welcome back to the outro. The undercard went the distance, folks! Nobody predicted it! The judges have the scorecards, and they are blank. Not because nobody fought, but because 15 traditions threw completely different punches at the same three songs, and every single one of them connected. Vedanta dissolved the fighter. Stoicism checked the fighter's record. Sufism said the fighter was the wine the whole time. This is the GodShow.us, a free daily multilingual project. and it stays free because listeners like you support it. Find the show, share it, and keep the questions coming at thegodshow.us. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to dyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. Press play one more time tonight. You know which song. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.